The way to become a Talmid Chacham is you start off with Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, and Shlish B'Talmid, and you transition into focusing more on Talmud, less on Mikra and Mishnah. That's the Shulchan Acharav's observation of the Sheet of the Rambam. So says the Shulchan Acharav, don't think that Rabbeinu Tam is cholik on that, because Rabbeinu Tam says a person learns Talmud Bavli, they can do that their whole life. The machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is just when Chazal had the din of La'oli Mishal Shal Mishnosav, is that a recipe to how to learn, how to know Kol Torah Kula, or is that a person's chovas Talmud Torah on a daily basis or a weekly basis, whatever it is. But everyone agrees that there's a chiyuv to know Kol Torah Kula, whatever that includes. And Leisman the Pollock, that there's a chovas Talmud Torah to learn Torah on a daily basis. The question, the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is just when Chazal or Mesakin, La'oli Mishalish Adam Shnosav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, was that a recipe? Was that the direction in terms of how to be Kone Kol Torah Kula? Or is that what a person is supposed to learn on a daily basis? The Rambam thought the former, that it's how to learn Kol Torah Kula, and Rabbeinu Tam thought that that it's a din in what you need to learn on a daily basis. But of course, Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you have to learn all of Tanakh and all of Mishnayis and all of Gemara and probably Yerushalmi as well. It's just that in terms of the technical takana of Yishalish, that is not so broad. It's just what you need to do on a daily basis. But a person has to see to it that they learn everything else. Somehow fit that in. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He points out that it's not so pasha that everyone understood that way, because the Shach seems to say that Bizman Hazeh, where we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam and we learn Talmud Bavli, we don't have to spend so much time on Tanakh. So it sounds like from the Shach, and it also seems that way if you take a look at the Ramah, I think, maybe, that the way the Ramah, when the Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Tam, it seems like he assumes that Rabbeinu Tam is being cholik on the Rambam. Because again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Sheet of the Rambam, and the Ramah is a Yesh Omrim in Hilchas Talmud Torah, when he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. So it sounds like Lefi the Shach, and I think maybe perhaps the Ramah, they understood that there is a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, not just in terms of understanding the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav, whether that's how to learn Kol Torah Kula or is that the Chovas Talmud Torah on a daily basis. Rather, the Machlokas is broader than that. It's just what a person has to learn. It's hard to imagine, but it could be that Rabbeinu Tam thinks that a person, somehow you'll get to Tanakh, but a person really only has to focus on learning a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, and a little Gemara on a daily basis, and that's accomplished Al Yidei Talmud Bavli. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav argues, he thinks, Lo Yitachin. Okay, that's the first Ha'ar in the Tosas. Second Ha'ar in the Tosas. The second part. Tosas says, Afal Pichein, in the Hemshech, Anu Karim B'chol Yom Parshas HaTamid, V'shonim B'mishnas Ezu Mekoman, V'gorsin Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shlosh Esrei Midos. So Tosas finishes off and says, based on this understanding of La'oli Mishalash Adam, the minhag developed that we say Parshas Tamid, which is Mikra, we say Mishnas Ezu Mekoman, which is Mishnah, and we say the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, B'shalosh Asrei Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behen. And we fulfill the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav by reciting these three things. So it's interesting. It sounds like from Tosis that he was assuming that you fulfill Talmud Al Yidei saying the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. So last time I said Rabbi Shmuel, which is a while ago, the last time I said Rabbi Shmuel, I don't think that there are any dinim that come out of Rabbi Shmuel. It's just the midos shahatara nidresh b'hem. It's the tools with which we use to darshan the psukim. It's the midos. But it's not any drushos, right? So it's just the regular midos, but not actually the implementation of the midos. It's the midos themselves. If you look in Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Chaf Ches, Rashi seems to say that the din of Talmud is understanding the words of prior generations. It's later Tanaim understanding, being metari, it's giving a tam to that which the earlier Tanaim said. And also for the Amoraim, giving explanation and understanding the words of earlier Tanaim. And for us, it's learning the Gemara and understanding the words of the Gemara, what the Amoraim said and what the Tanaim said. But it's actually understanding the dinim that were stated by earlier generations. That's what Talmud is. That's what Gemara is. Rashi and Chav Ches, he's not talking about the din of Yishalish, but he mentions the word Talmud, and that's why that's the way he understands it. And the Rambam, when he quotes the din of Yishalish, he mentions, I don't have the Lashon in front of me, but he says that the idea of Talmud is being Medama Milsa Milsa and understanding the halacha from beginning to end, knowing the source for all the halachos and taking it all the way halacha lemaisa. But it doesn't sound like Lefi Rashi or the Rambam that a person will fulfill Talmud by stam gaining tools and learning about the tools of how to apply the learning be'in. Meaning, basically, derech halimud, learning about derech halimud, according to Rashi and the Rambam, would not be a kiyum of Talmud. Perhaps, according to Tosfos, who assumes that learning Rabbi Shmuel, which is just the Yud Gimel Mido Shatar and Drashas Behem, there are no dinim. Just reading Rabbi Shmuel is a kiyum of Talmud, of Yishalish Shlish B'Talmud. Perhaps just learning and talking about Derech HaLimud, how to approach a Gemara, how to say a Svara, that would be a kiyum of Talmud Torah, but not necessarily according to Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, that's the Chaburah.